From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. And as we've been reporting, Senator John Kerry has won sizable victories tonight in primaries in Missouri and Delaware. Senator John Edwards won today's primary in South Carolina, the state where he was born, easily beating John Kerry, who came in second. In his victory speech tonight, Senator Edwards hit on the theme that appears to have won him that state, the economy. Okay, and we apparently do not have that tape handy. John Edwards is the winner, as we said, of tonight's South Carolina primary, and partial returns from that state have civil rights leader Al Sharpton in a distant third place, just ahead of Wesley Clark. Al Sharpton getting, at this point, about 9% of the vote. Joining us now from Columbia to talk about the Sharpton campaign is NPR's Adam Hochberg. Adam, I take it that the Reverend Sharpton has not spoken yet. Do you expect him later on?
We expect him later on this evening. We have a very small gathering of supporters here at the Sheridan Columbia waiting for Reverend Sharpton. I think if you took away the media representatives out of this room, there'd be about 10 people left.
There are estimates that about 45% of the electorate in South Carolina is African American, and they did not turn out for Al Sharpton in great numbers today. What happened?
Some of the numbers we've seen in exit polling suggest that Reverend Sharpton attracted less than one-fifth of the African-American vote. And this was after he had spent months trying to attract African-American votes. He'd appeared in black churches. He'd appeared at black colleges. Reverend Sharpton spent more time in South Carolina than any other candidate. Perhaps what it comes down to in the end is that African-American voters, like other voters in South Carolina, were most concerned about the issue of electability. And also John Edwards was somebody who had worked very hard to attract African-American votes. He had also appeared at black churches, black colleges. And Senator Edwards' standard stump speech contains a lengthy section on race. So perhaps black voters were attracted to him for that reason.
There's been some talk or supposition that Reverend Sharpton was hoping to essentially play the role of Jesse Jackson in this race. In other words, take this all the way to the convention. Do you get the sense that those hopes are being nipped in the bud, or do you think he's in it for good?
Well, Reverend Sharpton has said that he's in it for good, that his real goal here is not necessarily to win the Democratic nomination, but to attract enough votes and enough delegates to be able to go to the convention and command some respect, to have an impact on the party platform. He mentioned Jesse Jackson. He did substantially better in South Carolina during his two runs for the presidency in 1984 and 1988. In 84, he got 25% of the vote. In 88, more than half the vote in South Carolina. So Reverend Sharpton did not come anywhere near the numbers that Jesse Jackson got in the 80s.
And any indication of where he goes from here? Is he keeping on campaigning, or is he out of money?
We haven't talked to him yet tonight. He hasn't yet appeared. But what he has said throughout the whole campaign is that he's in it for the duration. He wants to go all the way through the convention. And you have to realize Reverend Sharpton was not necessarily in this race with a realistic hope of becoming the Democratic nominee. But he is somebody who wants to influence the platform and make sure that the issues he feels that are important are not ignored.
Okay, Adam, thanks very much.
Thanks.
NPR's Adam Hochberg in Columbia, South Carolina, with the Sharpton campaign.